Hey, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 4 of Phoneboy Speaks. I'm going to talk about vertical integration. I'm going to try and keep this short because I realize I could talk for hours about this subject, but the basic idea is that as we buy the different types of electronics and personal computing devices, what's sort of happened over the last 20, 30 years is when the computers first came out, we would buy a computer and we'd buy software. We might even buy accessories or peripherals to extend the capabilities of that computer. And what's happened over time is that all of that has integrated. So, for example, I've built computers over the last 20 years, and the first computer I built had I had to pick out the video card, I had to pick out the audio card, I had to pick out other other peripherals and such. And for an average person, that's actually really hard. Now, when I built my kids' computers in the last year, I essentially bought a motherboard and a hard drive and a case, and that's it, right? Most of what I need to operate the computer in an efficient manner, it's fewer components. The things are more integrated, so there's less. I mean, I could go ahead and make additional choices if I wanted to, but for the most part, the integrated stuff's good enough. And honestly, I think most consumers, when they buy a computer, they don't look at those technical details. They look for, does it have a screen? Does it have a keyboard? Or does it have enough hard drive space and RAM or whatever? And that's those are pretty simple choices to make. But I think sort of the next phase of that, which we're seeing with iOS devices, is the integration of the software. And right now, Microsoft has a problem. People buy Windows PCs, but the hardware comes from a different manufacturer, and they have their own things that they want to load on it that's not just Windows. And so people look at Windows PCs and get varying experiences depending upon whether you buy it from Lenovo, whether you buy it from Acer, whether you buy it from HP, whoever you buy it from. Everybody gets a different experience. And Microsoft is frustrated because they of course want to control the experience a little bit more, and they want to provide something that's simpler and easier in the same way that the iPad and the iPhone, which the hardware and software all come from the same place, they want something like that because it's easier for consumers. Now, we could bicker about how well Microsoft has done that with the Surface, but I think they see the writing on the wall, and they've kind of started this with their signature line of PCs, that it comes with just the software that Microsoft wants on it and nothing else, and the software is just meant to work very well with the hardware that they've chosen, and I think consumers want that experience. I'm kind of on the border of a regular consumer and a techie. And so I see both sides of it. I see that there are going to be technical people who are going to want to tweak everything and therefore are going to like Android more. But for the vast majority of what I do, I just want something that works. And iOS works really well for me, honestly. Windows PCs are getting there, but I think Microsoft wants to take it a step further. And ultimately, I don't know how Microsoft handles that channel conflict, because they have been historically just a software vendor that runs on hardware that comes from a number of different vendors. But I think Microsoft sees the writing on the wall, and they understand that consumers want something that just works, has everything in it integrated, and they don't have to worry about making these disparate bits that they barely understand work together. And that's really what vertical integration is about. As the individual components mature and as they become commoditized, then they get integrated into bigger and bigger products. And that's why when you pay for a $400 computer, it may not be the fastest thing in the bunch, and you could certainly build something that's even faster. But for the vast majority of what people need, it's got everything you need. You don't have to think about, okay, do I need these extra peripherals, and other than maybe like, you know, USB printers or something like that. But really, it's the computers have gotten more integrated, and I think that's what consumers ultimately want. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I'd love you to tell me that I'm wrong. You can tweet me at phoneboy on app.net, Google Plus, etc. I'm on the social networks. I'm pretty easy to find. So anyway, this is Phoneboy, and we'll catch you next time.